Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Of course, Kloss Financial, you can learn more about them on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, that conversation at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Going to be talking this week about some common mistakes folks need to avoid when it comes to retirement planning. Don't forget also, if you have questions, whether it's about today's topic or retirement planning in general, we've got phone lines open for you at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with Malia and Kyle this morning. A couple of great things. I mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. Not only is it a great place to learn more about Kloss Financial, you can also sign up and subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email that arrives in your inbox with some great snapshots of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast that available to you at klossfinancial.com. As mentioned, joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. How about you?
I'm doing really well. Kyle, how have you been?
I've been doing good, Sean. How about you?
I'm doing really good, and it's great to talk with you. We've got a very important conversation ahead, but before we get to this week's conversation, one of the really cool features as well about Money in Motion is a chance to win great prizes. This week, you have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon from our friends at Kloss Financial. And before we get rolling on this week's program, let's actually take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, Malia, and get the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a really nice conversation revolving around our favorite topic, at least our client's favorite topic, is when to take your Social Security and the ins and outs of that. So our question revolved around that subject, which was true or false. Once you reach your full retirement age, we call FRA, you are entitled to 100% of your Social Security benefit. So true or false, Travis of Oregon, congratulations to him. He called in and answered correctly. True. Once you reach that FRA, you can receive 100% of your Social Security benefit. So congratulations to him. Listen carefully for today's question.
And if you miss any part of last week's show or miss any part of today's show, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question Week, it pays to pay close attention to the program for a number of reasons. Great information, but oftentimes both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. Again, we'll tell you all the details on how you can win that $25 gift card to Amazon a little bit later on in this half hour. So as we think about, and of course this week we're going to be talking about some of the mistakes people need to avoid with the retirement planning. And Kyle, what are some of those that we should be aware of when it comes to our own planning?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. These are obviously, with us being retirement planners, we want to help people avoid these mistakes. So hopefully when you hear us go through these, if you think you're making one of these mistakes or haven't thought about them, bells should go off and you should proceed with caution and probably reach out to a financial advisor. So the first one is staying too aggressive in your portfolio. So this is where, you know, this is hard to bounce back from if you're too aggressive right before retirement. So the famous one that I remember is from 2008. We had a client come in and they were almost in tears and they had a really nice portfolio. And we asked them, you know, what was the issue? And he said, well, before last year, I had double this amount. Mm-hmm. So they stayed too aggressive too late and their portfolio basically got cut in half because of one bad year in the market. And so that is very, very hard to recover from, because obviously if you lose 50%, it takes 100% to get back up to where you were, obviously, 100% return to get that back. So it's very, very easily avoidable, which is why we kind of harp on it a little bit. The last thing you want to do as you get close to retirement is just have too much left in the stock market and have something go against you. It can be basically hard to come back from. Mm-hmm. So many people try to time the market to get in and get out at the right time. And trying to make up for lost years if they didn't start investing early enough. And this is just not a good idea. Like I said, managing that risk is the most important part as we get close to retirement here. The second mistake, and one that people are very, very familiar with, is retiring without fully considering health insurance costs. So many people, as you know, will say that I'm working just for the insurance, if you've got friends or family members that say that. And it's because it is one of the biggest concerns for a lot of people. But there are some options out there. So many people would be eligible for COBRA, continuation health coverage, which allows you to remain on your employer's plan for a certain amount of time. Generally, it's about 18 months. But you may be required to pay up to 102% of the plan cost. So what you see taken out on your check each week or every 2 weeks, whatever it is, you may have to double that because you'll have to cover for what the employer is currently paying. And generally, COBRA applies to all group health plans maintained by private sector employees with 20 or more employees. So again, this is one that many people will be eligible for, but it doesn't mean that it's cheap or it's going to be your best option or anything like that. So you should definitely speak with your employer for details. Another option when it comes to health insurance is if your spouse is going to continue working and if you can continue to be covered under their coverage, that obviously solves for this as well. Because generally, when you're working, carrying insurance through an employer, it's obviously going to be a lot less expensive than if you were to pay for it on your own. And then some people will have the Veterans Health Insurance or VA benefits. So if you're a veteran, you may be eligible to enroll to go to the VA for health care. And finally, the one that gets a lot of buzz is the Affordable Care Act. So if you're retiring more than 1 year before you turn 65, you may be looking at purchasing a major medical insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And so this one, they actually have a website, healthcare.gov, and you can actually go through and look at different options for health insurance costs, and also plans that are available in your area, check networks, that kind of stuff. And this is really tied to your income. So if you have a lower income, you may be entitled to some pretty good subsidies from the government to keep this health insurance in cost, hence the name, the Affordable Care Act. So like I said, insurance is one of the big ones that people are concerned with, and with good reason, but there are some options out there for most people. And the third mistake is...
Oh, I was going to mention, talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. And Kyle, sorry about cutting you off there. You're going to tell us about mistake number three.
Yeah, number three is not being tax-wise. So this is kind of a big thing that you'll hear us talk about a lot on the show is, you know, there's no getting away from paying taxes, but we want to pay them as smartly and as efficiently as possible. So some people, you know, their big goal is, I'm going to pay off my house before I retire. And maybe they've saved up a nice nest egg and they're going to pull money out of their 401k to pay off the mortgage to retire. And by doing that, if you do that with all pre-tax money, that could crush you as far as taxability. So if you pull out $150,000 from your 401k to knock out your mortgage, that whole $150,000 could be income taxable to you. So you want to be very, very careful, and that might not be the best option for you.
And you know, I'd say it's a great point that you bring up there, as always, Kyle. And I know we've done shows as well where we kind of talk about heading into retirement with debt free and some of the calculations that need to be made and the importance of those conversations. Don't forget, you can always listen back to previous shows, those podcasts at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website there, not only to listen back to the podcast, you can even subscribe to the podcast online. Learn more about the Kloss Financial team. Again, that all at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. So Malia, let's talk about choices when it comes to taking a pension. If you have one of those, are there mistakes folks can make with that decision?
Yeah. And you know, we were just sitting with some clients this week who are looking, both of them, husband and wife, are looking to retire both in February. And one of them is going to have the option for a pension. And this is where things get kind of nerve-wracking. It's like, well, I'm not really sure how much it'll be. Which choice should I take? I mean, they're giving me those preliminary numbers. And there's a lot of anxiety around this. And honestly, there should be, because this is usually an irrevocable decision. Once you mark the little box, it kind of stays like that for the rest of your life. So it is a very important thing to look at with your financial planner before you just mark the box and send it in. And we have unfortunately had situations where that did happen and it wasn't the best option for the client. So you want to slow down, look at the options, make sure you understand the difference between if I were able to take it out as a lump sum would mean it's all available to you right now. You typically would go ahead versus annuitizing it as a pension. You could actually take it out, roll it into your own IRA, and then you could create your own systemized distributions, which are kind of like annuitized, but it could be shifted however you wanted to. However, if you take the traditional pension, which we talk about single, joint, or other choices, single or joint, and there's several others, that will be determined, you know, what works in your situation. Do you need more income now? Does your spouse have a pension perhaps that's been turned on? And looking at those amounts per month, what that will do for you. Perhaps the pension is worth more to you for the future if you know you have longevity, and that might be the best choice for you along the way. So just slow down. Make sure you know what you're signing up for, because this is not going to be your only income source. Likely you're going to have Social Security. Likely you'll have a nest egg to draw off of as well. So we want our clients to have the most flexibility when it comes to retirement income. And of course, we want them to have some type of reassurance that they will have monthly income coming in regardless of what the market may or may not do.
Really big decisions being made when it comes to pensions. And of course, you want to make the right ones, the best ones for you. As we talked this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. So Malia, what is mistake number five?
I know Sean's writing these down, so he doesn't make any of these. So an important one here is not maxing out a company match if your company offers that in your retirement plan. So if your company offers it, we would suggest you should be signed up, maximizing the amount you can contribute to take advantage of the entire employer match if available. So the match is typically a percentage of your salary. So for example, if you contribute 6% of your salary, your employer might match up to 3%. And so what we like to look at is every single year for our clients, when they can do this financially, we like them to try to max out those retirement plan contributions. So in 2024, this is the bogey, if you're under the age of 50, that number's $23,000 that you are permitted to put away into this tax-deferred plan through your employer, whether it be a 401k or 403b. And if you are over 50, there's an additional $7,500 catch-up that you can do for a total of $30,500 per year combined. So, you know, if you and your spouse are both working, that's a lot of money you're able to not pay taxes on today, allowing for it to grow tax deferred. So we want to get into that situation where you're maxing those contributions out. Now, I want to mention something. We don't want to confuse people. I want to mention something exciting that in 2025, starting in January next year, there's going to be the opportunity for what's called a super catch-up. And a super catch-up will be for employees who are age 60 to 63. And instead of that extra additional $7,500 for employees who are 60 to 63, there'll be a catch-up of $11,250, which means that you in 2025 can actually store away as much as $34,250. So as Kyle said, we don't want people to be too risk-oriented as they approach retirement. Flip side is we want you to take advantage of being able to defer as much, because these are typically your higher earning years. So when the IRS permits things like this, we are all about taking advantage of let's get in as much as we can to grow tax deferred for you.
Great opportunity there this morning as we talk with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Learn more online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will indeed be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. We haven't mentioned Social Security. We'll get the details on that from Malia and Kyle. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that's available to you at KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608 608- 402-562-5637. Talking this week with Malia and Kyle about mistakes to avoid when it comes to planning for retirement. And Malia, we haven't touched on Social Security. I've got to guess that there is a mistake involving Social Security, isn't there?
Yeah. And, you know, last week we did a whole show on looking at Social Security, but we definitely bring this up as a potential mistake that you need to make sure you are looking at your income figures properly as far as future dates when you could start Social Security. There are pros and cons to taking it too early. You know, sometimes, you know, again, we're looking at longevity. None of us quite knows where that will lie for us. But what we want you to take away today is you need to remember that the earliest you can draw is age 62. And I'll be honest, most people know that because they're like, yay, I'm going to start. But full retirement age is probably age 66 or 67 for the majority of our listeners. So the question is, how soon do you take your benefit? And as I said, there's a difference between when you can first take it or when it actually will be your full retirement age. So again, FRA, according to Social Security, if you're born between 1943 and 1954, according to them, your full retirement age is 66. If you're born between 55 and 59, your full retirement age is 66 plus some months. And then born after 1960, we're looking at age 67. So that is the full retirement age at which you can collect 100% of your benefit. Now, we've talked before, obviously, if you wait from full retirement age to age 70, you can accumulate an extra 8% per year. So that's very enticing for people. But again, if we make that decision, I just want to start Social Security, I've been paying into it for years, you know, what's that going to look like? Well, you can go to SSA.gov and get a calculation for that. But just know that age 62, you're only going to receive about 74%, 74.2% of your monthly benefit. So about a 30% reduction. And that's a permanent reduction. And age 65, you're going to receive about 92.2% of your full benefits. So you really want to carefully look at this. When are you maximizing this? Even though we know your benefit's going to grow the longer you wait, though the fact is Social Security data shows us that the average age most people begin benefits is around 65. And that's gradually increased from age 62 over recent years. So what's important is that you figure out what works in your scenario, not your neighbors or your brothers or anything like that. What is going to make the best sense for your family's income as you enter retirement? So sit down with someone and map this out.
Really important decisions to be made as we talk this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Of course, we talked, as Malia mentioned, we did talk Social Security in depth last week. If you missed any part of that program, you can always listen back online at KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is indeed complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. We'll take it down the home stretch. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week with you. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Joined this week by Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, the separate divisions at Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, and some of the other areas that they work in at Kloss Financial. Again, that all available at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for their office here in Madison, 608-442-5255. 5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. And the telephone number again is 608-442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card from Amazon from our friends at Kloss Financial. And as we're talking this week about 10 mistakes folks need to avoid with their retirement planning, brings us to number 7. And Kyle, what are some of these other mistakes folks should be avoiding?
Yeah, Sean, one big one here is planning to work indefinitely. So according to the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, 53% of workers expect to work beyond age 65 to make ends meet. So with that being said, you can't really count on being able to bring in a paycheck if you need it, because as you get older, obviously things come up. So While more than half of today's workers plan to continue working in retirement, the reality is that just one in five, age 65 and over, are actually employed, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. Now, this number has almost doubled. It used to be 11% 40 years ago, and now we're up to, like I said, almost 20% now. So it has gotten better, obviously, with, you know, medicine and people taking care of themselves, longevity, that kind of stuff. This has obviously gone up. But this could be out of your control, and you could be forced to stop working and retire early for a number of reasons. One, of course, being health-related issues. So either you, your own, or those of a loved one are a major factor. So maybe you have to quit to take care of aging parents, or, you know, you have some unforeseen circumstance that forces you to stop. And then there's also employer-related issues. So downsizing, layoffs, buyouts. So this has become quite common here recently, as you know, as people are, you know, aging workforce, they tend to be higher paid employees. So those are kind of the ones that they may be able to, you know, buy out and kind of force an early retirement so that they can bring some younger people, lower paid, skilled in, into those positions. And then also failing to keep your skills up to date is another reason older workers can struggle to get hired. So obviously, as fast as technology is moving, things like that, some people kind of get complacent and don't keep up with what's changing, and then they're kind of fall behind the times. So the actionable advice that we have for everyone is assume the worst and save early and often. So only 28% of baby boomers surveyed by that Transamerica study have a backup plan to replace retirement income if unable to continue working. So again, the worst you can do is just kind of not have a plan and just get to these ages and something happens even out of your control and you're kind of stuck. So another one, mistake number eight here, is putting your kids first before your retirement. So we see this one a lot, and it's obviously understandable because most people want their kids to have the best of everything, right? Best education, the biggest wedding, all that kind of stuff. And if you can afford it, that's great. But footing the bill for some of these larger expenses like college or big weddings, that kind of stuff, at the expense of your own retirement savings could come back to hurt you. So we see this a lot of times where parents will, you know, sign up for the Parent Plus loans and things like that. And unfortunately, with those student loans and Parent Plus loans, it's not like you have an asset that you can sell and pay that note off, right? That cash has to come from somewhere. A lot of times it comes out of 401ks or, you know, the nest egg that you've been putting away, that kind of stuff. And that can really, really put a damper on things. And remember that you can't borrow for your retirement living. So instead, you should be exploring other avenues other than your 401k plan to help fund a child's education. So you should look at scholarships, grants, student loans, of course, and even less expensive in-state schools in lieu of liquidating or borrowing from that retirement account. So no one plans to run out of money in retirement, but it can certainly happen for different reasons. So this is why being prudent now may prevent you from having to move into your kid's basement later. So I do have clients tell me that I took care of my kids long enough, it's their turn to take care of me now. So.
Yeah. I have a feeling if you ask the kiddos, would you rather mom and dad pay for college or mom and dad end up living in your basement, they're going to say, we'll pass on. We'll figure other ways out to pay for college. That is for sure. All this stuff is just absolutely, you guys get a chance to work with people day in and day out and see this stuff. It's absolutely amazing. And I think a lot of things folks don't always think about. And it's really important. If you missed any part of today's program, if you missed any part of those mistakes, you can always listen back at KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. We got two left here. Kyle, what's mistake number nine?
Yeah, number nine is drawing too much out every year from your portfolio. So this is the question we get all the time is how much do I need to retire, right? And unfortunately, that number is different for everybody. And it comes down to these withdrawal rates and what you're going to live on in retirement, what kind of lifestyle you're used to, that kind of stuff. So most of the time, what you'll read out there is an appropriate withdrawal rate out of a retirement account would be 4 to 5%, depending on your age and circumstances. And that should replace between 70 to 100% of your pre-retirement income. So the reason that you'll hear that kind of replace 80% of your income in retirement number out there is because many people don't realize that what your salary is, you're not bringing that amount home, right? You're paying FICA taxes on that. You're paying for health insurance. You're putting money into your 401k, all that kind of stuff. So that's why we say when you're looking at what you need to retire, really focus on your net take-home pay, right? What hits the bank account? Because that's what people are truly living on. It's not this big salary or anything like that. It's what's coming in and going out each month, obviously. So The 5% bogey that we talk about is a good number for most people just to get an idea, right? So if you think about, everybody heard, it was an old Money magazine, I think, article back in the day that, you know, you need $1 million to retire. Well, if you do the math on that, right, 5% of that's $50,000 plus in Social Security, you're probably in that 80 to 90,000 range for most people, which is obviously, you're not going to be living on the street or anything like that. It's fairly comfortable. But again, depending on what your goals are and things like that, that's why we want to be very, very careful with that withdrawal rate. Because as you know, when you are pulling out a higher percentage and you have a bad year in the market, that just can really, really damage the portfolio, and it may not ever recover from that. But we got to be careful of that. And the final mistake, this is the one that Malia and I joke about all the time, is that, yes, we do a lot with numbers, but we're also, you know, a shoulder and an advisor for people in ways outside of money. So do not wait till you retire to develop hobbies or to get fit. So begin taking steps today so that you're able to have a healthy transition to the next phase of your life mentally and physically. So we say we don't want people retiring from something. You know, you just want to retire just because you don't like your job and you just want to get out of it, but you really don't have any hobbies or anything like that. You can only read so many books, play so much golf, that kind of stuff. You've got to find some social hobbies to get out and do and things like that as well. And we want you to, retirement should be that time where you are able to, you know, check that bucket list trips off, do the stuff you've always wanted to do, pick up that new hobby, whatever it is.
Should be a fun time for you, and importance of planning and avoiding mistakes. As we talked this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you are over 50 years old in 2024, what is the maximum you can contribute into your employer retirement plan? Is it $25,000 or $30,500? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. That number 608-442-5637. Malia, Kyle, great talking with both of you this morning. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. And Dr. Marty Greer is in studio next, taking your calls here on 1310 WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor, representative, and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.